Ladies and gentlemen, Ben Mazel.
We've got some merchandise for sale. I'll be sitting over in this corner here. If you'd like to come check out some CDs or t-shirts, feel free.
Well, speaking portion of our program here is going to be a little shorter than we'd hoped. I invited every candidate running for public office in the state. We invited every candidate for public office currently on the ballot in the state to come and give an address here. And only a couple of them even got back to apologize. Now, you'd think that the 51,000 odd votes I got for the Senate would be something that somebody who's trying to put together a winning majority would want to pick up a piece of. So I'm going to give credit to the couple people who did at least like say, you know, I'd love to, but I booked something. Representative Mark Pocan in the Assembly, who has spoken to us the last 4 years, has got debate about the marriage amendment, so he's got a good excuse. Congresswoman Tammy Baldwin, who spoke at this event 14 years ago, and has been like sponsoring our legislation and whatnot. It's right up the street, so Tammy, still love you, but I really wish you'd made it. One of the more interesting, well, the only really hot, the two hot, there's two contested congressional races in the state this year. That's for it to represent 1/8 of Wisconsin in Washington in the House of Representatives. In northeast Wisconsin, the Republican running to take Mort Green's place, John Gard, was, as Assembly Speaker, single-handedly responsible for blocking the agricultural hemp bill we'd gotten through the Agricultural Committee a couple of years back from reaching a vote. His opponent, Steve Kagan, seems to be saying most of the right things. Interesting bit. He's a allergist medical doctor. When I asked him about medical marijuana, he said he doesn't really like the idea of the whole plant used medically because when he was in grad school, he'd done a paper on mold contamination of street marijuana and apparently gotten a license to actually test it. What they were getting at that point in the late 70s was stuff that actually had mold problems, which comes from it being shipped, wrapped up, and not able to breathe. So what he said was he didn't really see marijuana in the natural form as medicine, but nobody should go to jail for it in any form anyway. Kind of interesting juxtaposition there. So that would be Steve Kagan up in the 8th Congressional District. It's enough to win a my vote. Plus, he didn't directly say he supported the agricultural use, but he asked me really good questions as to what it would mean to the economy of the district. The Milwaukee Suburban Area District, represented by Jim Sensenbrenner, who's the chair of the House Judiciary Committee, he came up with a bill this year that he called the, well, about a year ago, that he called the Protecting America's Most Vulnerable Act, and we renamed the Snitch Act. And its drift was that if you learn that a kid is